Most people do not prepare for an end, even when they know it is coming. Let's talk about it. And shout out to my cousin, I Hate CJ. He made the beat. How are you doing today? I want to thank you for stopping by, and I hope life is moving in a positive direction for you. While you're here, I want to share a thought with you. And this thought comes from the Journal of Pension Economics and Finance. It was released in October 2011. And the article is on financial literacy and retirement planning in the United States. Now, this article had a small sample size of about 1,400, give or take. And it analyzed a couple of things across the male and female gender, racial demographics, education level, and age groups. The interesting thing about this article primarily is that, one, no group scored above 70% in their percentile of passing. Now I'll get into what they tested on. Next, very interesting is that many people failed to even plan for retirement, including those that they interviewed that had 5 to 10 years until reaching their retiring age. Another interesting finding is that while groups that scored themselves of being knowledgeable did seem more knowledgeable than their counterparts, groups, whether it was male or female, African-American, Hispanic, white, or Asian, these groups that believed that they were well-educated in financial literacy overestimated themselves, while those who understood that they were not that financial literate accurately, or give or take, accuracy. They understood that they weren't that financial literate. An obvious revelation or finding was that young adults in this study, right, knew that they were not that financial literate. An interesting finding, though, was that those that were older also scored low in financial literacy. They asked 3 questions in this primary study. A question on interest rate, a question on understanding inflation, and a question on risk diversification. Now, I'm looking at these questions, and they're not open-ended questions. They're multiple-choice questions. Now, interestingly enough, each question has 5 options. And these 5 options include 3 answer choices that are numerical or value-based, do not know, and refuse to answer. The interesting thing is that some groups refuse to even answer. Some people refuse to answer when, you know, you had the option to at least guess. Another thing is that a very, very easy, I guess, line to draw or conclusion to draw was that education was a huge indicator to figure out if one was financially literate or not. Another thing was that those who did not have at least a high school degree were also an easy line to draw, were not deemed as financially literate as others. This does not take away from the overarching fact, though, that overall, groups did not pass the correct answers. They just didn't. Overall, when I look at the data, no group passed overall over the 60s. Now, this was back in 2011, and a lot of things have changed in the world since 2011. The boom of YouTube, podcasts are out. There's more articles online. Over the last couple of years, we got things like TikTok happening, Instagram, and the like. Which means there is more information available. Now, additionally, back in 2011, we had almost 90% of companies switched over to a defined contribution plan, which is 401ks, IRAs, which is different than which most people had before, which was the defined benefit plans, which were commonly known as pensions. And the difference between a pension and a defined contribution is that a pension was taken out of every check, and the result of the pension was a defined value after the ending salary, which one would make in total of the year, right? 2/3 of my final paycheck, that's what I would get out of my pension, right? Whereas the defined contribution put more weight on the employee to give a certain amount. It allows fluidity. So while the pension plan took out a certain amount, the employee can decide, do I want to get 5% of my check, 20% of my check, 30% of my check? If I leave this company, I can take my 401k that I have and go to a different company and pay into it if I want to. Now, the benefits of this is that for companies, the pension plan made them vulnerable when markets crashed and finances were low, because they were still liable to pay out these pensions. Company goes under, how can they pay it out? The defined contribution puts all the responsibilities on the employees. And this is just one factor of financial literacy. What about interest rates and loans on homes or on cars, right? Because when interest rates drop, you should refinance. And when they rise, you shouldn't, right? Who's capitalizing on these things? The questions These questions are hard to say, but this data indicates that at least 50% of Americans are not. And this information is out there. And going back to the data, majority of the people 5 to 10 years out of retirement do not, according to this survey, plan for their retirement. People knowing that an end is near are not prepared for that end. In life, there are many ends happening and coming. There are many phases where there are defined closures. People graduate from one level of school and they go to the next. Or they go from this school out into the workforce. People promote from one level of the job to the next. People go from one workout routine to another. Athletes go from one season to the next. There are defined ends and phases in life. Even when you eat a meal, you get the meal, you eat it, and then what do you do with your waste, the things that you got to dispose of? There are starts and ends to days. There are beginning and ends to plans. And retirement is coming. If one wants to retire, of course. If one is aware that there's an end to this space, if one wants to complete something successfully with intention, one has to know that an end is coming. And there are things that need to be done during the process to prepare for the next phase. Crazy, right? So caught up in living this current phase that I forget about the next phase. And there are things that society once had in place, or one could ignorantly live out the current phase. For example, Social Security and the defined benefits package. There's a 60-year-old man who just retired, worked 35 years for a company, and he had no idea about how much of his check was going into the pension. For 35 years, he was paying a percentage of his paycheck, and he had no clue. Granted, at any point in time, he could have asked. But what did happen for him, he told me he had the option to switch over to the DC, right? The defined contribution plan, where he could see and decide how much he was putting in, how much he was going to be able to take out, where he had more control. And his foresight told him not to, because he was already putting in this money. This money was already being set aside. And now, throughout his years, he's noticed those who went to DC, they've been trying to get their money out. They know how much money they got. They've been trying to pool it, trying to have it, right? And now he, as he retires, he's got a little peace of mind. He's been paying into this thing for 35 years. Even with the small amount of knowledge that he has in relation to it, he at least knows that he has something coming. He has no idea how much. But eventually, he's going to be able to know how much he has coming. How much he has for his budget. And over the course of his life, he expressed to me that he planned it out. So in the same year that he retires, his home is going to be paid off. He's paid it out to the point where, hey, if he decides to trade in his car, he can afford a new car payment. He's planned it out, right? He's planned it out to where he has no surprises. His pension is going to pay for his health care. He doesn't have to worry about any of his benefits. And, of course, with time, the cost of living may go up, but the things, the major things that a lot of people worry about, he doesn't have to worry. And this gentleman has already lined up a part-time job situation for after his retirement that is no less demanding or no more demanding than his previous job. Preparing for the end because he knew the end was coming, right? He knew a phase was ending, so he prepared for it. And he looked towards the next phase. And he was aware, too. He joked, I'm retired. I'm not looking to do more than what I was previously doing. I'm looking to do this next phase. And whether the next phase of whatever you're doing in life is like retirement, where it's a decline, or it's like a promotion where one goes to the next level, preparation is needed. Thanks for listening to the Temporary Immortals podcast. The thoughts and opinions presented here are the thoughts and opinions of the host as an individual, and they do not represent an entity or entities. If you like the podcast and you appreciate your experience here, please feel free to like, comment, heart, download, share. Any form of support is highly welcome. Have an amazing day. We will talk to you next time.